Hey guys, it's Coop here, and today I want to talk to you about the value of frameworks. And I've been putting this one together for months because one of the most valuable things that I've learned from the mentorship programs that I'm in is actually the value of having a framework. And just this weekend, I was reading through Joe Cullum of Trader Joe's biography. And one of the first things that he says in the book is that any framework is better than no framework. And as soon as you decide that you're going to use a framework, your business will move ahead. What you have to understand is that even an imperfect framework is better than not having any framework at all. And this is actually where most businesses get derailed. Joe talks in the book about lots of mistakes that he made, but because he was following a plan, even if it wasn't perfect, he got way further ahead than most other people. Even though the brand actually changed from one thing to another, it was like Whole Earth Harry for a while, and then it was Mac the Knife for a while, and eventually it became Trader Joe's. He was still following the same plan the whole time. And even though it wasn't perfect, he eventually wound up with this massive enterprise that he sold to Amazon for billions. So the thing about frameworks is that in a world where we have unlimited knowledge, right? We also face this paralysis of choice and overwhelm. So frameworks are more important than ever and more valuable. Whether you're just selling a high ticket service at your gym or in health and fitness, or you're actually thinking about what is like the next level of service for me, the best thing that you can do is to create a framework and sell it. This is what makes franchises valuable. No franchise is perfect, but everyone has a framework that people can just simply follow. Even CrossFit as an exercise framework. Before 2001, Greg didn't publish anything online. He just talked about constantly varied functional movement performed high intensity. And then he registered the domain CrossFit.com, started putting the workouts up. People said, oh, do it like this. They had a framework to follow and the brand started to grow. On an even broader sense, you know, if you're a listener to Jordan Peterson, especially his books, in his second book, he talks about like the value of organized religion. And he's saying like, it's okay if you're not a Christian. It's okay if you're not Jewish. It's okay if you're not Muslim. But what are you going to replace those frameworks with? One of the greatest things about organized religion is that it gives you a framework for life. Here is how to behave. Here is how to treat other people. Here is how to celebrate a marriage. Or here's how to celebrate a birth. Here's what to do in the case of death. It also gives you some great rules for like what not to do. And it can be illustrated through parables and stories and all that kind of stuff. And that's the value of a framework. If you were trying to create all of those things from scratch and teach your kids how to be a good person, I mean, you'd have a lot of work to do, right? And that's where organized religion comes in. But organized religion is like a framework for your values and beliefs. 75 Hard is a framework. There is nobody listening to this right now who would not give pretty much the same advice to somebody who asked them how to lose weight, get in shape, and become more resilient. But the value of 75 Hard is actually having the framework. And so the author benefits, not because he came up with the idea of drinking a gallon of water a day, but because he created a framework out of it. There are a lot of frameworks in the world right now. And I mentioned the value of franchises as being in the framework. The plate method is a great framework for teaching somebody how to eat. Somebody could eat following the plate method for the rest of their life, for 50 years, and they would be relatively healthier than somebody who didn't have a framework to follow. Is the plate method perfect? Of course not. But is it better than what 90% of most people are doing out there? Yes, and all it does is it organizes the most basic common principles of eating. The level method is an amazing framework for progression in your gym. The level method helps you learn how to onboard people, how to assess them properly, so you're not just grasping at 20 different assessments, how to place them, how to scale your workouts for them, and, you know, as a lagging metric, how to retain that person longer. It also tells you how to celebrate people and how to show them that they're leveling up, right? Level method is amazing because it's a framework. Level method did not invent the concept of like a belt system or a ranking system. They did not invent the customer journey. They did not invent goal reviews. They didn't even invent, you know, massive testing across the gym on a global scale. What they did that was brilliant and genius was made all of those things a simple framework. Let's go back to CrossFit for a moment. Greg's genius was in creating a framework for training trainers. And so what he said was, like, here are all the things that I should have known as a trainer, or all the things that took me 20 to 25 years to figure out that would get my clients results. Here's what actually matters. Here's what I can teach in a weekend. And now the framework is this. And that became the level one. Still, I think the best coaching experience that you can give your coaches, right? There's a ton of information in the weekend. Could it go further? Yeah. Does it actually teach coaches how to coach effectively? I don't think so. Does it? But it's better than nothing. Does it actually teach your coaches how to build a meaningful business? Of course not, but that's not what the framework is for. Conversely, if you look at the CrossFit affiliate model, there isn't actually a framework there. And the confusion around should I stay affiliated with CrossFit comes from the lack of a framework. There's nobody saying do it like this. Yes, the CrossFit affiliate team is now making up some uncovered territory by publishing a playbook. But still, the playbook is not an actual framework because it doesn't tell you, here's how to get the first 10 clients or any clients. It doesn't tell you, here's approximately what to charge or like how to create a logo or anything like that. It's not a framework. And that's why groups like Two Brain Mentorship, they can come in and add a lot of value to that ecosystem by saying, here is a framework to run this business on top of the method that you're teaching, which is CrossFit or yoga or whatever. Tyler Welch in our podcast last week has a framework for buying gyms. And Tyler, you'll have to forgive me if I get this wrong, but he said what he does is he buys the gym, he has a valuation, and he starts by getting the owner to agree to the valuation process so that they're working from the same numbers. And he said that's key. The second thing that he does is they agree on a fair price. He doesn't want the owner to think he got robbed. And then the third thing is included in that negotiation is he wants the original owner to still be a member of the gym. Beautiful, right? That's a framework. And then after he buys the gym, he works in that gym himself for 2 weeks to 4 months. And the first thing that he does is global assessments through level method. Right? He brings that first framework in. And then after he's done all of that, he starts goal reviews. Perfect. Next step in the framework. And then after that goal reviews, he brings in a little bit of new equipment so that people can see some improvements. And then after that, he raises rates. Is this a perfect framework? No. But if you followed this framework, you would be way more successful than if you just tried to figure it out on your own. You would probably lose money for less time when you bought this new gym. You would get profitable way faster. Is his framework going to maximize profitability? We don't know because we don't have another framework to compare that against. And that's the key, is if you've got a framework, you're going to get way further than if you don't have one. All right. There are some other frameworks coming. And the reason that this was prompted was because I was reading Joe's book about being Trader Joe, but also because we got this interesting request last week. And somebody said, Chris, why don't you have a certified Two Brain Business badge that I can put on my gym? My staff actually raised this question a couple of weeks ago because they were talking about drop-ins and how with full classes and pre-registration going so well in my gym now, they didn't want to accept drop-ins anymore. And I didn't blame them. But I said, I'm going to insist that we accept drop-ins from other Two Brain gyms. And they said, okay, no problem. As long as we can talk to the client's coach first, figure out what kind of athlete they are and how we can serve them best, we'd be open to that. So they wanted some kind of badging system on the website too, saying we accept drop-ins from other Two Brain gyms. And so I was asked this by a different Two Brain gym owner, like, why isn't there a badging system? And I've never really pursued it because I want entrepreneurs to build their own brand. I don't want them to be dependent on somebody else's brand, including my own brand, right? I don't want to have to have them lean on the Two Brain brand as anything more than a mark of excellence. However, if they want to denote that they are operating at a certain level of excellence, then I will absolutely let them put my brand on their website. I mean, back in the day, I think you guys can remember that you could get like ISO 9001 certified if you were a manufacturer, or you could get like Chamber of Commerce preferred vendor on your window if you'd been a member of the Chamber of Commerce. And what these things did was they audited you for a certain standard. And now we can do that because we have a framework for running a gym, and we can say, do you match the framework? There are two big frameworks that I'm going to be teaching the Tinkers, maybe three, but the two that I've already settled on are called the Simple Six, and I'll be teaching that at our Tinker meetup in March, and the Pareto Plan, which is a very, it's a very effective framework for getting more done in less time, and I'm going to be teaching that at Summit. This year already, we've worked through the 90-day year framework, which is an excellent illustration of the power of a framework. There is nothing in the 90-day year that Todd Herman invented. He did not invent working in sprints. He did not invent the concept of 90-day goals. He did not certainly invent the concept of working backward or even focusing on one thing at a time or attention shifting cost. He didn't invent any of that. What he did was say, do it exactly like this. He pulled together knowledge into a framework. Greg Glassman did that arguably with CrossFit. And when CrossFit started coming out, other people said, wait a minute, you stole this framework. Other people are doing this already. I think like they would point to rostraining.com, for example, and say, hey, constantly varied functional movement came from there. But what Greg did was publish the framework. And that's where the power is. So whatever service you're about to build, whether that is a high ticket offer, publish the framework. Frameworks are systems that scale. Frameworks help you scale because your clients can see, oh, here's what's supposed to happen. Their brains love patterns. And when they can say, I know the answer, or I can predict what's coming, they like it. It helps with retention. Frameworks also teach your staff, do it exactly like this. And frameworks teach your larger audience, here's exactly what to expect. So there's no guessing. There's no fear. There's no like, oh my God, this person's going to kill me in their gym. Frameworks also make it easier for your audience to understand whether they want to be part of what you're doing. So when we publish something like the Simple Six, we make it very, very easy for managers and owners of service businesses to identify how to grow their business just doing one thing per month. One thing. That's the Simple Six. But that will get us a lot of goodwill because it's super effective. It's super easy to understand. You can repeat it for the next 50 years. You can tell stories about it. You can tell people what not to do. And people at a glance can know exactly how it works. If you think about the best business books out there, Pumpkin Plan, Profit First, these aren't really stories as much as they are frameworks. And so if you can create a framework for your program or anything that you want to sell, you will scale a lot faster. A final note on this. When we train mentors at Two Brain Now, it's not just a short, intensive period. Here you go, you're certified, go coach. We provide ongoing training every single month. And what I teach now and have been teaching for the last year and a half are just frameworks. Frameworks to follow to help clients get out of rumination and into action. Frameworks to follow to help clients understand their numbers better, actually set goals, and then work backward from the goal. Frameworks to set up your calls, frameworks to trigger action, frameworks even to get your clients greater success faster. One of those frameworks is $100,000 in net owner benefit. One of those frameworks is our app. One of those frameworks is the Tinker goals of $1 million in net worth, $5 million, and $10 million in net worth. One of those frameworks is how we reward people. So when you're in founder phase and farmer phase, you're setting up systems and SOPs. These are really rudimentary analog frameworks, right? They're analog because it's like, do it exactly like this, follow the checklist, check things off, follow the steps, say this, do that. Some of the frameworks that we've created for gym owners in the founder and farmer phases are the 4-9 model, the no sweat intro, the intramural open, right? It's step by step. Higher level frameworks, though, are binary. They include enough flexibility for if this happens, then do this, if then. And these are the frameworks that you need to create for your managerial staff, but they're also the higher level frameworks that you can sell an entire program like 90-day year or Pumpkin Plan or Profit First around. Frameworks make things simple. They make things easy to understand. They make you more profitable and more scalable. And that's why you need to love them.